you, Bo and team. Now, please take your Bible, if you would, and turn to Psalm chapter 2. Book of Psalms, chapter 2. Having gone through the Psalms over the course of the summer, gone through a lot of emotion. The Psalms are filled with that because they're songs. The songs are written in times of emotion and deep distress, in times of great joy and everything in between, times of want, times of plenty. It's been a great exercise for me. I hope it's been for you. It's the Word of God. Why wouldn't it be, right? I mean, heck, we're doing Leviticus on Wednesday night. People are enjoying that too. Amazing when God speaks. If we'll let Him talk to us, how He regenerates. He's already regenerated us. Certainly that's the avenue through which He regenerates us, but He feeds us. It's a great day. Great day to sit and hold God's Word in your hands, is it not? Let's pray. Lord, we thank You. Thank You for the privilege of having Your Word, having it taught to us, Your Spirit teaching us, Your Spirit having regenerated us, revived us from our deadness, giving us the ability to worship You. Father, I pray that You would seek us today. Your Word says that You seek those to worship You in spirit and in truth. Seek us right here, right now. May we offer it to You as a holy offering. Let Your words transform us, encourage us, and remind us that You are indeed sovereign. There is no reason for our souls to be down. You are our refuge. You are our glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, in Psalm 2, the New American Standard Bible, it gives us a problem right off the bat. Let me read the first three verses to you. The psalmist, most likely David, says, "Why are the nations in an uproar, and the peoples devising a vain thing? The kings of the earth take their stand, the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against His anointed, saying, 'Let us tear their fetters apart, cast away their cords from us.'" Do you think that's true? Is what was written then, is that true today? Have you ever sat back and just wondered, why are these people so filled with hatred for our God, for our Christ, for His Word, for our church, for our proclamation of just being a Christian? Why? You know, I sat and thought about it this week. I don't know a single world leader. Doesn't mean that doesn't exist, he or she. I just don't know single one on the whole planet today that worships the Lord Jesus Christ. I've not heard of one. I know there are many that acknowledge Him. Even our own president will acknowledge Him. I don't know what the present prime minister in Great Britain is, but Tony Blair gave recognition to Jesus. But neither one truly worships the Lord Christ, certainly in what they think about the Bible. I'm just wondering if there is a world leader who does. And you know, the thing that I began to ponder, and that is, you don't have to have a world leader that stands up and shakes his fist at God. It's just anyone who dislikes anything about God. Because when we do that, when we feel that way, we have a rage towards us, a vain plan to get rid of God. In the church, it's in the church, in what's called the church anyway, worldwide, the church has, it's ironic to say, the church has in large part kicked God out, kicked Jesus out. We keep crosses, we keep songs that make us feel good. We might even look at Bible passages that say what we like it to say. But because doctrines throughout the Bible are either ignored or just downright hated, God has been kicked out of the church. Lord, we don't like everything about You. Well, we're going to gather and talk about the things that we do. We do that with each other. As friends, we negotiate, maybe not outwardly with each other, but we negotiate that which we can like and which we can tolerate about other people. We might go to dinner, might have people in our home, we might just say, hey. But in our minds, we negotiate what we can handle and what we can't handle about other people. God has not left Himself open to that kind of negotiation. It's all or nothing. The church has kicked Him out. So in a sense, we can see the church rages against God. Just certain doctrines in the Bible like creation. Did God create it or not? The Bible says He did. The only logical conclusion for the fact that there is anything means that there had to be a creator. How long did it take him to do it? Well, the Bible says he did it 6 days. Is that possible? Sure, it's possible. I mean, an eternal being can do anything. There is no scientific evidence that points to the contrary. The doctrine of election, hated, despised, scorned, predestination. Oh, that's of the devil. That's for you Calvinists. No, it's from the Apostle Paul. Lord Jesus Christ, from his right-hand man, Peter, and every other apostle and every prophet of the Old Testament. You can't kick that doctrine out. You can't just say, we don't like that. That's an old argument. We'll leave it in the past. No, it's God. The nation.